All right, ladies and gentlemen, I had a rough night last night trying to get to bed. Here's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Why is that?
Ever since I had surgery on my ankles and my legs and everything, and I was in a wheelchair for almost 2 years, I've got arthritis in the knees. And whenever there's a change in the weather, my knees just, even in bed, they just ache. And that's what was happening last night. And then there was a brush fire up on the mountain. And so at about, I think it was about 9:30, all the fire trucks and cars went up. And about 11:30, 12:30, they came back down. And of course, all the lights blinking and everything like that. So I woke up for that. But it was just one of those, tossing and turning nights. I'm looking forward to getting home today and getting some sleep.
I hope so. I don't know how quiet it'll be. It should be quiet, but we are forecasting a late day thunderstorm. 85 to 90 and partly sunny. Now tonight a shower and thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy, mid-60s. Tomorrow should be a quiet day, mixed sun and clouds, upper 80s. Sun and clouds Saturday, 85 to 90. And then cloudy and humid with showers and storms Sunday, 80 to 85. And muggy tropical weather with showers and thunderstorms early next week. Now, let's talk about Tropical Storm Isaias, or it's pronounced Isaias.
Isaias.
How do you pronounce it?
I don't know. I was listening to you.
Isaias.
Isaias.
Right. Isaias. Tropical storm Isaias. Moving across Hispaniola, big mountains there. Probably not going to intensify. And then moves toward Florida. And after that, takes a bend toward the Carolinas. Some modeling forecasting the storm to go right up across Long Island and southern New England. Others are saying it's going to go just inland to the west, which would be over us. So there are so many possibilities with the track. And they're even thinking along the lines right now that the center could be reforming. So this is a toughie. This is not going to be an easy call. But the fact is that the flow over us without the storm will be tropical. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So with that will come increasing wetness. Next week does not look to be a beautiful, calm week for the first week of August. So we shall see if Isaias becomes a problem for us. We'll take another look at that.
Well, we could use the rain.
Right. And it could be very beneficial rain. It doesn't look like there would be much wind with it, but we don't know. We have to wait. Wait and see, as they say. The new copier arrived yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's hooked up and brand new and working 2 months later, but it's here. The results from my COVID test came back negative.
There you go.
Which means I'm clear tomorrow for the procedure, which will be early tomorrow morning. I'll be here with you tomorrow morning, and then I'll take off around 8 o'clock or a little bit after that. And after that, I'm going Saturday. I'll leave for the lake and be back Sunday. How early will depend on the weather. If it's real muggy and it starts raining early on Sunday, Pat will be back. Otherwise, I'll come back in the afternoon. So that's a scoop from here. What do you make of all these shark sightings?
How about that woman who was killed off of Maine?
In Maine?
It's the first time in a long time that they had a... but what they're saying is because she was in her that cold suit that they wear, that the great white shark mistook her for a seal. Mm-hmm. But how bad is it when you can't swim off of Maine? A great white shark.
I mean, of all places, right? You would think that they would have the coolest water temps. But boy. And there was what? Many sightings off Long Island.
Yeah, well, in my old age, if I'm going to swim, it's going to be in my own pool.
Yeah, I hear you.
When I was a kid, we used to have a pond. And we used to swim in the pond.
Okay.
And I stopped swimming in the pond one day when I was kind of just hanging out with my brother. And all of a sudden, a water snake came between the two of us.
Okay.
And a water snake actually swims with its head up. Okay.
Right.
And my brother Mark grabbed it. And somehow my brother Mark got bit by the water snake on the arm.
Okay, but it's not, they're not poisonous.
No, but still, when you're a kid and you see that, and you're a wussy like I was.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
That did it for swimming in the pond for me. I didn't even like swimming in the pond when fish would go by your feet.
You know, that happens in our lake all the time.
That feels just weird. But when seeing that snake, that was it for me. No more swimming in the pond for me.
And also, we have a lot of not only fish, but we have snapping turtles and water snakes.
Well, we also had leeches. We had leeches
right at the shoreline. Right.
Oh, give me a break, you know. So I didn't need any of that stuff. Now, I got a question here from Clara Lenfest for you. Pat, where did they get the names for future storms?
The National Hurricane Center draws them up.
Okay, so there you go, Clara. National Hurricane Center.
Hurricane Center draws them up. When there is a major storm, that name is taken out, and a new one is submitted. And the list, I don't know if it's every 7 or 8 years, repeats itself.
I've never heard my name.
I've never heard your name.
I've never heard the name Marshall.
No, and I've never heard Pat.
No.
Guess it's a little too common. That's what I'm thinking. They go for these weirdo names, aside from this one. But next is not bad. Josephine, Kyle, Laura, Marco, Nana, Omar, Paulette, Renee, Sally, no, so Renee is a guy's name. Sally, Teddy, Vicky, Wilfred.
Jeez.
There you go.
Okay, Clara says thank you.
She's very welcome.
I would just once like to see my name up there as a hurricane marshal.
I think that would be nice. You know, I had a lady that I used to work with many, many years ago when I was going to college. I worked as a title examiner, real estate title examiner, part-time. I'll never forget her. She was an elevator operator. Her name was Marion. She was the sweetest little lady ever. And she knew I was interested in weather because I was working toward a degree. And she would say to me, Pat, when those hurricanes come up, you let me know their names because I'm going to tell you whether or not you have to worry about it. I said, how would you know? She says, oh, I associate the names with people I know. I said, oh, and you think the storms are going to behave like them? She goes, yep. So every time there was a storm, I'd say, Marion, what do you think of this one? Oh, watch out for that one. It's okay. If she was alive now or if I knew where she was, I would give her this name and say, did you ever hear this name? She'd probably say, Lord, no.
Well, I think that's an interesting way to look at storms.
Yes.
Why not?
Anyhow, yes, and if there was a marshal, I would say it is going to be the most harmless storm ever.
It was going to be a flop.
Because you are just a very, very kind person, so I would never expect anybody with the name of Marshall to be anything other than that.
Well, my kindness kind of ebbs when I don't get much sleep.
I could hear you, and especially working this shift. I know what you mean.
All right, Pat, I'll check with you tomorrow.
Tomorrow it is. Have a good one, Marshall. Sleep.
Tomorrow is Tooth Day.
Not for me.
It isn't?
No, it's a procedure. It's the procedure that you have to vacate today so that you're empty tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
Thanks. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye.
Pat Pagano and the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.